module 2, the dreaded number. Let me be clear up front. Weighing yourself is not a requirement. If you don't have a scale, do not go buy one. But think about it. Do you have an ideal weight goal? If so, where did that number come from? This is very personal, and I just want you to think about it for now. Is it because you see a model or actress on Instagram or Facebook or TV and think if you look like her, you'll be happy, you'll have her life, jet-setting around the world? Or is it because your mom projected her body issues on you, or your grandma, or best friend, or sister? Is it because your lover grabbed your tummy and you cringed? Where did the belief begin? And is it truly yours? What if the number doesn't matter? What if you just saw that as what it is, a number? The moment I was told it's just information changed my life. The number then had no power. It does not make me bad or good or beautiful or ugly. It simply dictates that what I'm doing is working or not. Some of the healthiest, happiest people I know do not get on a scale, ever. It is not how they measure their progress, and it is not their barometer of self-worth. They go by the fit of their clothes or how they look in the mirror, or they just don't even worry about it. But after years of unhealthy relationship to body and food, I get on the scale once a week or twice a month. This is partly because when eating new and wonderful foods, I want to see how my body's utilizing them, and partly because I'm now in maintenance and I want to stay there. I want to live out my life in a healthy body range. Because I have no clue what I actually weigh or look like on any given day, this is actually a good tool for me, but not too often. It is simply an act of accountability. Because my eyes are not always a true gauge of how I look, I just check in. In the beginning, I let someone know before and after I weighed so that I can process the feelings around it with a loving advocate. I go up maybe 0 to 5 pounds, depending. So if it's up, I don't say, well, screw it, I'm just going to throw out everything I know to be true and eat my face off. I say, I'll stay conscious, dial it down, and check in again next week. Then I go back to, what's my plan for today? Is there something I'm doing or not doing that needs to be adjusted? By the end of the workshop, I really want you to notice if you still believe that attaching yourself to a number or size is for your highest good. Can you let it go? Delete that belief? Divine universe and your highest good may have a number that is more, or it may be less. Be open to letting it go. Control once served many of us well, but it can become a rigidity that blocks the true surrender to health and freedom. As we become healthier on all levels, we no longer come from fear, which is what is often behind control. So let go. And when you're ready, click on the PDF for Module 2 assignment. Keep going. You're doing great.